I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wick, good morning.
Hey, morning, yo, man.
How are you?
I hear you did get some playoff tickets. I think that's good news.
Well, I will be in attendance this evening, and I'm very excited, first of all. I totally believe in the Celtics. I just a little bit of a hiccup over the weekend, which we'll talk about later. I just wanted to get this.
If that was a hiccup, I'd hate to actually get the flu.
It's just a couple games, Vic.
It's just a flesh wound.
I wanted to talk about this Paul Pierce thing because we talked about it earlier this morning, and there's a reverend here in Boston, Sean Harrison, who has said that Paul Pierce ought to give $50,000 to a anti-gang charity here in Boston. Can you just give me your thoughts on, and I know Danny said that the Celtics have used this, the guys have used this sign all year. Can you just give me your thoughts on it as the owner of this team?
I don't, as co-owner. I actually have not spoken to Paul yet about it, and I won't see him until this afternoon because practice is moved till the afternoon. Without talking to Paul, I actually have only heard conflicting stories. I will say that, you know, I think it's a needless distraction at best. Mm-hmm. And at this point, if there's ambiguous meanings to it, which, you know, let's just take the point of view for a moment that it's ambiguous at best, we don't need any more distractions in this series.
Yeah.
So I think that's the point of view I'm going to take with Paul. I have not spoken to him, and I know that Doc and Danny are on the situation, and, you know, I do know who Paul is, and I've known him, I guess, 5 or 6 years. We've all known him for 10 years as fans. He's a very good person. My first guess is that he's flashing M for minivan because he's a suburban dad. But I'm not making light of it, really, in truth. No. And I think it's a distraction we don't need.
Well, look, I think, you know, we talked about, I think the overall feeling is certainly that you know, if he did it as truly as some kind of a gang thing, then that's wrong.
It's a mistake.
It would be a mistake.
It would cost him a lot of money.
It would be a bad thing.
G's.
But I, you know, again, I think that you do have to give people the benefit of the doubt. And he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who, I mean, he's done an awful lot for charity in this city. And
I agree. I mean, we know who he is. On the other hand, let's not distract the team. Let's not let a bunch of you know, rookies and young players from another city come in and get in our heads and cause us to lose our composure in any number of ways. Let's just let's be a little more like the Spurs or the Patriots and just focus in.
I know that Doc said some things about maybe the defense being a little bit of an issue. The Hawks have shot an alarming 100 free throws the last three games. When you look at these last couple games down there, what do you see as problems for the Celtics, Wick?
Well, I think it was an environment of, it was intense. I was at one of the two games down there, and then the other one I stayed away to try to change the luck unsuccessfully.
It didn't work.
I guess it's not about me or where I'm sitting. I don't know. It's a complicated situation down there. They made some shots that they haven't made all year.
Yeah.
But they're obviously excellent players, and they have the ability to make the big shots, and they've made them. I think they're playing loose, and I think we're tightened up and getting carried away with our own expectations or whatever the pressure is that we're feeling. You know, you win 66 games. It's the third best performance in Celtics history or something like that. And I think there is an expectation. We wanted to be here. We wanted to have those expectations. But when you've actually got them in the playoffs, it can be something that's overwhelming. So we gotta get tough. And starting tonight,
I've heard that the some of the players are angry, I guess, most at themselves. Do you get that same feeling?
I've been steering a little bit clear. I don't know if they're angry at themselves. They seem to be fairly, you know, focused in and actually somewhat relaxed from what I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the anger, but, you know, I really don't know about that one.
Well, I think it's a good approach by you to stay. The Mark Cuban factor doesn't ever seem to work when he's, like, on the bench during a timeout.
Did you see him behind the bench last night?
Yes.
It looked like he was about to just melt or explode or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I like when he goes and fills his own water bottle up at the team water collection. He does that frequently. I've seen him do that at the Garden. It's great.
Yeah, you know, it's just I could not imagine, you know, the pressure the guys. I mean, as an athlete,
I don't think they feel pressure. I think they just feel like he's a douche. Like,
as an athlete, and you're sitting there trying to play your ass off. You bring 100% every game, and he's sitting behind you, breathing down your neck.
Okay, it's sort of like sitting next to Hillman in the morning.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Wick, were you? I was amazed.
Hey, back on what you said. You know what? He actually is a good guy, and he's a good guy. You know, he's doing his best. We all react to it differently, and it is his show out there. He's put himself on the line.
You know
I was amazed that there was talk about KG and others getting suspended for that incident the other night. I thought that was a nothing altercation there.
Yeah, I only saw it on TV, and I was relieved. I'll just definitely say that. I was relieved that there wasn't anything because it, things got a little out of control. I think they started it, and then we responded cleverly, and there wasn't any good points to that. We got to just pull it back together and just play basketball. That would be my hope for tonight.
Do you think that there's a nothing to lose advantage for the Hawks? I mean, do you think that there's pressure on the Celtics because of that record and because people expect them to go far?
Well, I do think the Hawks now probably feel like they've got something to lose. They feel like they're right in this thing, and they should. They are right in it, and they can just see advancing. So it's no more like, oh, la-di-da. Now it's like, oh, my God, we've got two games, only two more to go. We got to go win in Boston. I think they're feeling as much as we are at this point.
Wick Grosbeck, co-owner of the Boston Celtics on Ask the Owner on the Hillman Morning Show at WAAF. I was, disappointed a little bit that Doc didn't win Coach of the Year. He said it didn't matter to him, but we've talked about that all year with you.
I thought he should have, although I'm not real familiar with what Byron Scott's done since he's in the Western Conference, but, you know, as they always say, I'll pretend to be an athlete now. Well, not taking anything away from Byron Scott, but he shouldn't have won, you know. Yeah. Well, that's obviously taking something away from Byron Scott. That's the funniest thing of all. Yeah. No, he's clearly an excellent coach. He's done a great job with the Hornets. They won last night. They eliminated the Mavs. But, you know, I've only seen Doc, and I see Doc as a guy that brought some – was given some great pieces, but he brought them together in a way that was very successful, and I'm really proud that he's our coach.
How important is it, you think, to try to stop Joe Johnson? I mean, Ray Allen was having some problems guarding him the other night. I mean, is that a lucky night, or I mean, is he a real issue?
He's
here?
A player.
Yeah, he's a player. He should be a Celtic, right? That's part of the whole point. My wife just needed to clarify this morning. The trade was made before we bought the team. I'm like, yes, Corinne. The trade was made before we bought the team. That's correct.
That is true.
He should be wearing green. He's a great player. And it's not Ray's responsibility. It's the team defense that we play. There are five guys out there that are responsible for stopping Joe Johnson. And I think all five of them will be stopping him tonight.
Yeah.
You know, give the Hawks credit. The only way they were going to win this series is turn it into a dogfight and make it physical. And bump and grind, and they're doing it as a team, and I think that's what I saw with them being successful. And when the Celtics get just as aggressive, they take over the game.
Yeah, I mean, we were up 16-2, 16-3 in the game, and I'm like, oh, this is fantastic, big smile. Then they score 20 straight points, and I'm like, what's going on? Then we're up 10 again. I mean, we seem to have the ability, we've got the gas pedal, and we can go by them. And then we somehow let them back in, and I'm just going to say it that way, we let them back in. So hopefully we'll focus in tonight and just, beat them 100-10 or something. That'd be fine with me.
I think some people were wondering why with Joe Johnson, who we talked about previously, scoring 20 points in the fourth quarter, why Tony Allen wasn't in there.
I don't know. When's Doc's show?
Yeah.
No, but wait. Tony has been, whatever the history of NBA playoffs is, obviously you go with a shorter rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know what Doc has planned for tonight. I think our defense did prove itself, including Ray and everybody else, you know, top defense in the league regular season. It's just time to show it tonight. I'm not sure it's time to change everything up. On the other hand, if our coach changes everything up, I'm fully behind him.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm just behind him either way. I'm not going to be right behind the bench. I'm just generally behind him.
Two wins.
All right. Any you changing up any kind of superstitions for this evening? Or I mean, are you going to bring back the green pinstripe suit? What's going on tonight?
No, the suit. I decided the suit is for a game 7 if there is one in a playoffs. But I took some pictures and junk out of my office the other day because there was like a photo shoot or something going on. You know, Vogue, GQ, who knows? Yeah. But
you're a looker.
Juicy Couture, maybe.
But you know, yeah, exactly. But the calendar.
Juicy Couture. Man-town calendar.
I'm putting the pictures back in today. I'm just restoring to the office the way it was. It's the only thing I can do to wait till 8:30 game time.
How about these celebrity ticket requests? Is Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, we took care of you. We bumped Leo to take care of you.
Anybody else going to be there this evening?
We've got some Patriots players in, if we get in foul trouble, we may need to call a couple of them to the to the floor.
Yeah, you could probably get some advice from those guys on how to beat people up.
We love having the Patriots in there, and we love having Ortiz in there, and so on the Red Sox. But the Patriots really do. They are true fans, and they really are into it, so it's going to really help us out.
All right, let me take a call before you go. This is Anthony. Hey, Anthony, you're on with Wick.
Hey, Wick, what's going on, my main man?
Anthony, how you doing?
Any tickets to give away for a number one fan or what?
Yeah, shut up.
You know, Hillman took your pair.
Hillman?
I'm sorry.
No, I am sorry. Yeah.
I have to be there for work purposes, Anthony. To be able to comment on the game tomorrow. I have to be able to give my perspective
of
what happened.
That's why I watch it on TV, so I can get the replays, so I know a lot more about
what happened. All right. Well, hey, listen, good luck. I hope, I'm sure everybody's fired up. I know KG's going to be fired up, Paul Pierce. They're all fired up, right?
I think everybody's fired up. I think we need to be almost slightly less fired up and a little more just businesslike, but the fans are going to be amazing tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Who's doing the anthem?
Actually, an amazing guy named Raul Midon, who is blind. He is headlining the Perkins $1 million charity night tomorrow night.
Yes,
and which Corinne hosts. Corinne and I are hosting, and it for Perkins School for the Blind. So Raul is going to do the national anthem tonight. He's phenomenal. We're really lucky to have him.
That's a great event that Wick and his wife do every year.
Cool.
I went last year. It was
That's
great.
Awesome, man.
And I got to tell you, just on a side note, the kids over there. Incredible music talents. They're just amazing what they do. And it was a really, really neat event to be at.
Thank you. Well, thanks for coming. You've been a great supporter. And, you know, he's going to be singing with the Perkins Chorus tomorrow night. It's going to bring the house down, basically. Cool. It's going to be just amazing.
All right, bud. Well, good luck tonight. We will be rooting, obviously, for the Celtics.
I'll see you there. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye. Wick Grosbeck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.